Secretary of State Matt Dunlap says he is refusing a second request by the Trump administration's Election Fraud Commission to turn over Maine voters' personal information. Dunlap is one of four Democrats serving on the commission, which opponents have assailed as a sham designed to nationalize Republican voter suppression efforts. Steve Missler has more.
Dunlap has said he's keeping an open mind about the fraud commission. But in a letter sent to its chairman, Kansas City Secretary of State Chris Kobach, Dunlap asked for clarity around how Maine's voter information will be used.
We need to know what our goals are. There are some real questions here about whether or not this data can be secured, and it may not provide us with anything of any value anyway.
The commission initially requested the voter data, including names, addresses, party affiliations, and voting histories, with the plan of making it public. But that request was rejected by 44 state election officials, including Dunlap. Last week, the commission sent a second request, saying that it planned to keep the information private. Dunlap says the new request leaves questions about whether the commission can unilaterally decide what it can shield from the public and, ultimately, its intentions. Dunlap's response reflects skepticism about Trump's commission, which the president created after repeatedly asserting without evidence that there was widespread voter fraud in last year's election. Kobach and Vice President Mike Pence said during the commission's first meeting in mid-July that the panel had no preconceived notions or preordained results about voter fraud or policies to restrict access to the polls. But when President Trump himself addressed the panel, he suggested that states who refused to turn over voter information were hiding evidence of widespread fraud.
If any state does not want to share this information, one has to wonder what they're worried about. And I asked the vice president, I asked the commission, what are they worried about? There's something. There always is.
Dunlap says neither he nor the state have anything to hide, but want to ensure that Mainer's private information is secure.
This is not about me versus my own commission, or me versus the president, or me versus Secretary Kobach. It's really about following the law.
Dunlap says he's also frustrated that the commission did not discuss the new request for voter data during its first meeting, and that some panel members appear to be requesting more data, but not explaining why. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.